From Spark and Anvil and Grammar Forge, this is Modifier Madge in Chapter 1 of the Grammar Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
If a noun in Sentence Town felt plain, it went to see Modifier Madge. She was the town's official noun decorator, the person you consulted when your house needed to be a cozy little house, or your dog needed to be a shaggy, loyal dog. She and Modifier Mike were a team. He handled the action words, the verbs. Madge took care of the nouns, the people, places, and things. Mike made sure the running was fast. Madge made sure the runner was the fast one. Between them, nothing in a sentence had to go out looking drab. It was funny they worked so well together because they'd grown up as rivals. Or at least their families had. Both grew up in the capital city, in families that specialized in decoration. Mike's parents sold furniture and heavy curtains. Madge's parents, two blocks away, sold paint, wallpaper, and fabric. One shop sold the bones of a room, the other sold the skin. For years, they competed for every decorating job in the city.
Madge and Mike knew of each other as kids, but never really spoke. They were too busy learning their family trades. Mike learned how a single armchair could change the feeling of a room. Madge learned how a wall wasn't just a wall. It could be a calm blue wall. It could be a wall with cheerful yellow stripes. Each choice added a layer of character. It made things more exact. When they both arrived at the Grammar Forge Academy at 21, the Academy Master, Claus, saw the connection instantly. He put their offices side by side. He assigned them to teach classes together. "You two come from the same kind of family," he'd said, his eyes twinkling. "You will recognize each other's vocabulary. The students will learn the decoration pair as a unit." At first, they were shy, but the shyness didn't last. They started talking over lunch, discovering they both thought about the world in layers of detail. By the end of that first year, they were friends. 17 years later, they still were. Good, solid friends who shared an office, ate lunch together, and visited each other's families for the holidays. Their parents had even called a truce. The four of them now had dinner together once a season. They never talked about whose window displays used to be better. The rivalry was a ghost, replaced by a quiet, comfortable friendship.
In her classroom, Madge began every term the same way. On her desk sat a small wooden ball, smooth and white, about the size of a tennis ball. She would place it in the center of her desk. "This is a ball," she'd say to the new students. "It is a ball. It does what a ball does." Then she'd uncap a bright red paint pen. With a steady hand, she'd press the tip to the wood, leaving a single, perfect circle of red. "Now," she'd say, holding it up for the class to see, "it is a ball with red. Or, to be more exact, it's a red ball. The word red is an adjective. It modifies or decorates the noun ball." She turned to the board and write, "The ball." Then underneath it, "The red ball." "The ball is still a ball," she'd explain. "Its ballness hasn't changed, but it's become more specific. The word red tells us what kind of ball it is." She'd add another word to the sentence on the board, "The big red ball." "Big tells us what size," she'd say. "The big bouncy red ball." "Bouncy tells us its texture, what kind of ball it is again." She'd pause, letting them take it in. "The noun is just acquiring layers. We're getting a clearer picture in our heads." Then she'd add one last part, "The big bouncy red ball that the dog chased." "This last bit," she'd say with a smile, "that the dog chased, that's a whole other story. It's a special clause that acts like an adjective. It answers the question, which one? Clause Chief Carlo will tell you all about those. For now, just see how it helps us point to exactly the ball we mean."
She had a simple rule for her students, a tool for finding these decorators in the wild. "Adjectives answer three kinds of questions," she'd say, tapping the board. "Which one? What kind?
And how many? If a word answers one of those questions about a noun, you found an adjective. Sometimes a student would ask if they were hard to spot. Madge always shook her head. Not hard at all. They're just answers. Find the noun. Ask the questions. Which ball? That one. What kind of ball? The red one. How many balls? Three. The answers are your adjectives. The little wooden ball still sat on her desk, year after year. The first red dot was now lost among hundreds of other marks. Students from each class would ask if they could add their own color, and Madge always let them. She kept a small pot of paints just for this purpose. After 17 years, the ball was a galaxy of tiny, overlapping dots, strokes, and smudges. And whenever Madge cupped it in her hands, her heart went soft and glad, because every little mark was a child who had once felt the quiet joy of adding their own bright detail to the world.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to modifier match. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.